The book of 2 Kings, we are in chapter 11, beginning our study today in verse number 1. And Lord God, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we're about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, 2 Kings, chapter 11, verse 1. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family. What a mother, and what a grandmother. You'll never forget Athaliah. She was the daughter of Jezebel. It's not surprising, is it? Boy, like mother, like daughter. She murdered her children and her grandchildren because she wanted to be queen. And she didn't want any competition. She didn't want anybody to deny her that. Unbelievable. Notice verse 2. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, and sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princes who were about to be murdered. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom to hide him from Athaliah, so he was not killed. So one of Athaliah's grandchildren was saved from her slaughter by his aunt. This little boy, he was 1 year old. His name was Joash. Joash and his aunt then lived in hiding for 6 years while Athaliah was queen. Verse 4, in the 7th year, Jehoiada sent for the commanders of units of 100, the Karaites and the guards, and had them brought to him at the temple of the Lord. He made a covenant with them and put them under oath at the temple of the Lord. Then he showed them the king's son, and nobody knew the king's son was there. Everybody thought all of the king's sons and grandchildren were dead. But Jehoiada, the high priest of that day, he had helped hide Joash and his aunt. And after several years, he calls a meeting of Israel's leaders and tells them about little Joash, the king's son. And he's going to ask for their help in removing wicked Athaliah from the throne and replacing her with 7-year-old Joash. Verse 5. He commanded them, saying, this is what you are to do. You who are in the 3 companies that are going on duty on the Sabbath, a third of you guarding the royal palace, a third at the Sur gate, and a third at the gate behind the guard, who take turns guarding the temple. Notice verse 7. And you who are in the other 2 companies that normally go off Sabbath duty are all to guard the temple for the king. Station yourselves around the king, each man with his weapon in his hand. Anyone who approaches your ranks must be put to death. Stay close to the king wherever he goes. Here's the plan. 1/3 of these men are to guard the palace. The other 2/3 are to guard the boy king in the temple. And they should have their weapons ready. They have to stick by the little king and be ready to kill any of Athaliah's people who would try killing him. Verse 9. The commanders of units of 100 did just as Jehoiada the priest ordered. Each one took his men, those who were going on duty on the Sabbath and those who were going off duty, and came to Jehoiada the priest. These men wanted to do God's will. They wanted to protect their little boy king, and that's why they obeyed the high priest. Verse 10. Then he gave the commanders the spears and shields that had belonged to King David and that were in the temple of the Lord. The guards, each with his weapon in his hand, stationed themselves around the king near the altar and the temple. from the south side to the north side of the temple. And they were all standing there, surrounding the little king. They were all acting as a human wall surrounding Joash. And they all had their swords drawn too. They were ready to die to protect this little boy. 12. Jehoiada brought out the king's son and put the crown on him. He presented him with a copy of the covenant and proclaimed him king. They anointed him, and the people clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king." And so notice the high priest is the one who anointed Joash king. Certainly no high priest anointed Athaliah queen. It's because it wasn't God's will for her to be queen. But they did anoint Joash king, or he did, which revealed that God wanted him on the throne and also wanted that evil grandmother of his off the throne. 13. When Athaliah heard the noise made by the guards and the people, she went to the people at the temple of the Lord. Athaliah did not worship God, which is why she didn't usually go to the temple, which is why Joash could hide there for 6 years and never be caught by her. I mean, if you wanted to hide anywhere from that woman, you could hide in church because she would never go near that place. Anyway, she goes to the temple here to see what all the noise is about. She doesn't know what's happening. She will find out. Verse 14, she looked and there was the king. And boy, don't you think she was surprised. One of her little grandsons had escaped. Of course, she wouldn't recognize him because he was only 1 year old. But he's 7 now. And it says in verse 14, the Bible says that she looked and there was the king standing by the pillar, as the custom was. The officers and the trumpeters were beside the king, and all the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Then Athaliah tore her robes and called out, "Treason, treason." Yeah, well, too bad. That's what the people would say. Too bad. Nobody liked her. She wasn't worthy to be liked. She calls it treason, but she was so evil that no one cared. She didn't have a friend in the world. She was so wicked. The people wanted Joash to be their king. They were sicker. They were sick of Athaliah being on the throne. 15. Jehoiada the priest ordered the commanders of units of 100 who were in charge of the troops, "Bring her out between the ranks and put to the sword anyone who follows her." For the priest had said, "She must not be put to death in the temple of the Lord." They wouldn't do that. They captured Athaliah in the temple, but they would not kill her in there. That would defile the temple. They would kill her outside the temple. And if anyone is sinful enough to oppose the high priest and support Athaliah, they will be killed also. Verse 16. So they seized her as she reached the place where the horses enter the palace grounds. And there she was put to death. They killed her in the palace stables, which was a fitting place for this woman to die. 17. Jehoiada then made a covenant between the Lord and the king and people that they would, and the people, that they would be the Lord's people. He also made a covenant between the king and the people. And so the high priest declares that the king must obey God, and he must rule in obedience to God, and that the people must obey the king, who is obeying God. So, I mean, if everybody keeps their end of this bargain, it's going to be great. Verse 18. All the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed the altars and idols to pieces and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Then Jehoiada the priest posted guards at the temple of the Lord. Athaliah had shut down the worship of God, so the temple had been unused for quite some time. But now the false religion that she established is gone, and the true worship of God is reestablished. The temple is open for business, and God will be worshipped in the land once again. Let's read the last part of verse 18 and then verse 19. Then Jehoiada the priest posted guards at the temple of the Lord. He took with him the commanders of hundreds, the Kerites, the guards, and all the people of the land. And together they brought the king down from the temple of the Lord and went into the palace, entering by way of the gate of the guards. The king then took his place on the royal throne. 7-year-old Joash is now sitting on the throne of Israel in the palace. 7 years old. I was playing Gunsmoke. I was playing Cowboys and Indians and Marbles when I was 7 years old. I wonder what was going through this little boy's mind. 20. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, because Athaliah had been slain with the sword at the palace. Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign. The city was quiet, because Athaliah was dead. The people were calm, and the people were happy, now that the evil queen is gone. And there is calmness, and there is joy, when wicked people are no longer in our lives. Isn't that the truth? You eliminate some bad characters and it sure does make life better. But there is calmness and joy when a nation respects God and rejects sin. Next time, chapter 12, we'll get into the reign of Joash as he grows up. Until then, so long everyone.